Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. We're going to go through a handful of stories. There are live updates going on right now as the Federal Reserve is getting ready to make their announcement all over CNBC. Oh, got to shut this down. I always do this. I'm getting ready for a live stream and I'm playing in the background. Sorry for the echo. So CNBC's got all kinds of different stories right now. And then we've got some stuff out of Zero Hedge. What to expect? So real quick, I've got a poll set up. Hey, C-Dog, I want to see what you guys think about what they're going to do. Are they going to do nothing at all? Are they leaving rates the same? Are they going to raise? Are they going to lower, right? The world wants to see, especially Americans, want to see rates go down. But again, I've explained this. That doesn't happen unless things are going bad really fast. So let's dive into CNBC and let's talk about what they're doing, okay? They got this thing, whole Fed meeting live updates, traders focus on central bank's rate cut forecast. Let me turn this up a little bit. Sorry. All right. So it says, market pricing suggests that the Federal Reserve will keep a steady hand on interest rates for the third consecutive time at the conclusion of its December meeting. This would keep the federal funds rate target around 5.25% to 5.5%, central bank policymakers are set to announce their decision at 2 p.m. Eastern, which is what, less than around 30 minutes from now. So check this out. This is where markets are before the Fed decision. The major averages are little changed in the run-up to the Federal Reserve's announcement. It's interesting, a little side note, that even gold traders are betting on this drop. Now, this is what gets me excited. If they do not lower rates, which I do not believe is going to happen at all. I believe there's 100% certainty in that. Type one if you agree with that. If they don't lower rates, gold could sell off a little bit. Nothing big, right? But it could sell off. What's interesting is that all these traders in the gold market are betting, they're gambling that they're going to lower rates. And that is going to, when it does happen, eventually, it will help the price of gold. The price of gold will rise. Here's the problem, though. The price of gold and silver always sells off when things get bad. Like when the stock market's selling off, the price of gold and silver go down. Now, physical is totally different. You know, and I'll give you an example. In 2020, when the world was closing down and stocks were selling off, gold and silver prices collapsed as well. Same with oil, right? Everything sold off. But if you went to a gold store and asked to buy their silver or their gold, a lot of them, I actually saw this firsthand. They said, "No, I'm not selling my silver at that price. If you want it, it's still the price that it was yesterday." And then as it gets down even further, the physical, they just go, "We're not going to sell it at all." And you see what happens online. But people aren't paying attention to the fact that when equities sell off, and that is always when equities start a real big, massive sell-off, that's when the Federal Reserve jumps in and starts lowering rates, easing conditions. However, the initial pain's already begun. The Fed waits. They wait. See, that's the thing they do. They're not proactive. They are reactive. They wait to make sure, is this really a crash? Let's just wait to see how this thing settles out. Then they come in if it keeps going down and they step in and go, okay, let's do something about it. You know, the Fed didn't start lowering rates, in 2006 until really the markets are starting to turn pretty rapidly. And by the time they're turning, the stock markets are starting to sell off little by little, and then it just snowballed into 2008. They started lowering rates. So that's what blows me away. Gold, I believe, is positioned very well in this price, in this market, even though I believe that there's going to be weakness in the price of gold, okay? So it says here, the S&P is up just nominally 0.04%, while the Dow Jones average is up 0.2%. Now, look at this. This is breaking news right out of the top of CNBC. Fed holds rate steady. Now, check this out. This is just coming out right now, live. Fed holds rate steady, so now it's official. They indicate 3 cuts coming in 2024. So let's talk about this because I do not believe this is even true. And I believe this is made up by the mainstream media, okay? So we're going through this live, okay? Look, it's live. All right, Feds, they hold rates steady. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday released its decision on interest rates. This is breaking news. Please check here for updates. That's it. That's all we got right now. That's it. Okay, so as of right now, because the Fed just started talking 2 minutes ago, you now see, thank you so much for the super chat, you see that they're saying they indicate 3 cuts coming in 2024. Now, here's the deal. I'm not going to sit there and listen to the Jerome Powell just go on and on and jawbone. We'll wait a few minutes and we'll see what's going on with the media. But this is the way that the media is trying to bait people. They're trying to keep things going. And I'm going to say this live right now. I do not believe that there is talk in there that will show after Jerome Powell is finished with his speech that they are going to lower three times. I believe that we are all being played like pawns by the mainstream media. This is akin to what Jim Cramer did a couple weeks before the banks started falling this last spring in saying that he thought that some of these were great deals, one being in particular. I think that this is a very serious time in our, when we talk about an inflection point, because earlier, all these people were throwing in their 2 cents and most of them were saying, it's going to cut, it's going to go lower. But at the same time, as all these bigwigs on Wall Street talk about things going lower, we see them selling their stock. It's like Jamie Dimon. Do you really think Jamie Dimon believes that the Fed's going to start lowering rates if he's selling his stock for the first time ever in JP Morgan Chase? No, because Jamie Dimon knows that if the Fed started lowering rates in 2024, the bank system would be taking off. It'd be on fire again because it would be making all these new loans in the mortgage industry. I'll throw some more of those 80% off links to the real estate, how to prepare for the real estate crash course down below. The thing is that we are in a point, if you don't see that, if you can't see this time when Warren Buffett's selling and is on the largest cash hoard ever, or the PE ratios are so out of whack, they're so unbelievably out of whack and distorted. We haven't seen these PE ratios since the dot-com era. My point being is that... Who are we going to believe? Well, what I believe, honestly, is when I go to the grocery store. That is the simplest fundamental. When you go to the grocery store and you see the prices are getting higher, you see that everything's going up, it may not be you that's in a bad position right now. It's everyone else. And so as everyone else, the mainstream consumer gets squeezed more, and the Federal Reserve is holding these interest rates steady, what's going to happen next? So let's do this. Let's click it again and see if there's an update. All right, here's some updates from the Federal Reserve. On Wednesday, held its key interest rate steady for the third straight time and set the table for multiple cuts to come in 2024 and beyond. With the inflation rate easing and the economy holding in, do you think the economy's holding in? Type 2 if you think it is. Type 3 if you think this is a disaster right now. I honestly, my vote would be number 3. Policymakers on the Federal Open Market Committee voted unanimously to keep the benchmark overnight borrowing rate in a targeted range between 5.25 and 5.5, which we were all expecting, right? It says, along with the decision to stay on hold, committee members penciled in at least 3 rate cuts in 2024. Okay, assuming 0.25 percentage point increments, that's less than market pricing of 4, but more aggressive than what officials had previously indicated. Now, I want to stop right here and tell you something very important you need to realize. The Federal Reserve has never, ever lowered interest rates because things were doing well. I want you to understand this so deeply. So if they're telling you that they're lowering rates, remember I did a video about a month ago that there is a Federal Reserve trap coming and it will be political in nature. And I said that if they state, and I went really in depth on this Fed rate trap on my how to prepare for the real estate crash course, but I also did free video on the channel because I said, if they come out and they say, things are good, things are great. And you know, they're not because you're seeing more layoffs and we're talking about those, we're reporting on those. If you're seeing prices not coming down on food and energy, right? I get that oil is down right now. I understand that it's seasonal and it's been priced in to a recession. Like, I just got off the phone with a big trader in oil and gas, a friend of mine, and he said he's short right now because they're pricing in recession. You have to realize that this could be an absolute political motivator. And then again, if these prices are still high in food and energy and they lower rates, what's going to happen? Speculators are going to jump in there and they're going to speculate and run prices up even higher. And then what they're going to do is they're going to have a snap back. Now, on the real estate course, if you guys, for everyone, all my students, if you have not seen the Fed trap video, please go look at it. I bring up all of these charts where the Federal Reserve was running rates up and then they dropped rates for political reasons. And then only three quarters later to slam them up even higher. I am still holding my my absolute call for 10% mortgage rates, double digit mortgage rates, before we see a massive fall in those. Okay. So I want you to realize these, I'm still running through the story right now live, but as this comes out and they said they're penciling in a rate drop, that is their way of giving you euphoria, hopium, thinking that this is going to happen. They held them steady now. They're going to hold them steady next quarter. They're going to keep you thinking because everyone's going to be betting, oh, are they going to lower? Because they didn't say when they're going to lower, but they're going to lower three times. So is one of them going to be in January? First quarter? And then they're going to sit there or you know, anytime in the first quarter, and it's going to hold steady. Then in second quarter, they're more than likely, and I called this a month ago. If anyone remembers this video, well, it was actually about 2.5-3 weeks ago. Sorry. Time's flying right now. That they were going to do this. And they're going to drop it a little bit. And they're going to say things are good. The White House won. His plan for Bidenomics worked, which we all know it didn't. This is going to be a very politically motivated Fed coming to this next year. And I will go on record and say that I believe that if Jerome Powell does not lower rates, that he's going to be replaced. Now you'll see the White House want to replace him. Because they know, every president that comes through knows that the economy booms while they are in office during low rate policies. All right. Everyone's gambling. Everybody's happy. So it says here, along with the decision, like I said earlier, to stay on hold, committee members penciled in the three rate cuts. And it says at least three rate cuts. Markets had wildly anticipated the decision to stay put, which could bring to close a cycle that has seen 11 hikes, pushing the Fed funds rate to its highest level in more than 22 years. There was uncertainty, though, about how ambitious the FOMC might be regarding policy easing. The committee's dot plot of individual members' expectations indicates another four cuts in 2025, or a full percentage point. Let me explain that. When we're talking about the committee's dot plot plan, what they do is they line out. Let me see. I actually might have one here. They line out. Here we go. Here, let me see if I can blow this up real quick. They line out the votes of the committee members on what they want to do with rates, right? And so what you do is you see their votes, all right? And so where we are, they're saying that specific members have voted in a way that we're going to see more cuts in 2025. Now, do I believe we're going to see them in 2025? I do. But let me preface this again. There is the reality of what's going on in the market, and then there's the false front that you see. You see, when I always go back to mortgage-backed securities were imploding in 2005. They were patching them up, and you were seeing all of the cheerleaders saying everything was okay, including, at the time, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke saying everything's fine, we fixed it, we fixed problems. What's happening right now behind the scenes in our stock market is an epic collapse of our banking system. We know that's a fact because we've not only seen multiple banks this year collapse, close their doors, the FDIC take them into receivership, but we see that now for quite some time, the Federal Reserve has been propping up banks by introducing liquidity through their repurchase window, okay? So we know behind the scenes that things are collapsing. We know through leaked video that the FDIC says the banks are crashing. We know all that. But then you have what's in front of everyone, and that's a rising stock market because fools rush in. And it's very vital that people understand the difference between what's really happening behind the scenes and what you see. That's not reality. It's very akin, it's akin to what happened with the dot-com bust 2 years prior. We were dealing with PE ratios that were so out of whack like we are now. they don't make sense to invest in. That's why you see people like Warren Buffett walking away from the stock market. Okay? All right. Now, it says here, the three more reductions in 2026 that they're also thinking that the Fed's going to do would bring the rate down to 2% from 2.25%. I want you also to understand this. If you go back and Google, did the Fed stay the course on the dot plot plan in 2006? You're going to find all kinds of information that they were completely wrong. All right, they got it wrong. The Fed has gotten it wrong a lot of times. As a matter of fact, one of the most recent times was in 2018 when they did abrupt about face. They started raising rates December of 2015. They started raising them incrementally, trying to take down the market. And the at the time president was railing against the Fed saying they were going to crash the market because they were. They were putting us into a recession in 2018. And he came out railing against them in October of 18 because he wanted to keep rates down because he wanted the economy to keep booming. And the thing is that most people, if left unchecked as the Fed raises rates, because they're the manipulators, they're the puppet masters, as they raise rates, people get squeezed little by little by little. And the truth is, most people that lose their car, their homes, their livelihood, they don't sit there and scream and yell around town. They're more embarrassed and they get quiet and they slowly just sink away. And this is normal human behavior. And that's why we know that that's normally what happens. And rarely before have you seen a president come out screaming, yelling, saying, if they keep raising rates, this is what's going to happen. And they immediately about face. And that's one of the reasons why you don't see, you see such attacks on that president. Now it says, in a possible nod that hikes are over. Now think about this. Think about the wording they're using. In a possible nod, you know, that, you know, Jerome Powell's like talking, we're holding rates steady. Come on. The statement said that the committee would take multiple factors into account for any more policy tightening, a word that had not appeared previously. So they're saying that just because they changed the wording, it still shows right here that more policy tightening could be possible if there is a reason for it. Along with interest rate hikes, the Fed has been allowing up to $95 billion a month in proceeds from maturing bonds to roll off its balance sheet. That process has continued, and there has been no indication the Fed is willing to curtail that portion of policy tightening. So look at this live right now. Let's see how the market's reacting. Dow Jones is up 223 points, S&P up 29, NASDAQ's up 81. We're seeing gold. Actually, gold's up $17. It's not too bad. Still well over the, it's $2,011. Bitcoin is up $1,200. That's pretty solid. And then we've got obviously oil just pretty much flatlined, and the 10-year bond is coming down almost to 4% even. So the question is this, and I would love to ask you, do you think this is over? Do you think that we've now hit the top, we've plateaued, and we're going to cruise into that soft landing? If you do, type five. If you think that all crap is going to break loose in 2024, hit six. And the reason why I'd love to have your answer is because I think it's very important, not only for me to watch, engage where you're at, your thoughts, but also for people that are watching going, am I alone in this? Does this seem weird? Because right now, I believe we're at a massive, massive inflection point. And that is exactly where we were before every other crash. And the only one I could really tell you about that I have a lot of experience with is what happened in 2006. And that was a massive inflection point. And see, as you see right now, everybody typing six, right? Here's what you need to understand. That inflection point is very simple. It's when the masses switch from believing one way, thinking the economy is good and it's going up, to all of a sudden going, things aren't good. And I get comments all the time from people that are losing their jobs, employers that are having to lay people off. The desperation out there. This year, we have 50% of the population will be receiving a 1099 in some form. Everyone's starting side hustles. You don't see that kind of stuff. Now, I get excited about that because I think the best time to start a business or a side hustle is during a crash. You got to keep your wits about you, but it's an amazing... 80% of the Fortune 500 companies were started during recessions. makes you strong. You have opportunities that weren't there, weren't available during good times. And bad times or hard times make strong men. Question is, are you strong or are you weak? I do not believe that 2024 is going to be a good year for the people that are asleep. I do believe that 2024 is going to be a banner year if you're one of those people that are saying, I'm not a sheep, I'm a lion sitting at the top of the hill waiting, picking my target. I believe 2024 is going to be a massive, amazing year for you guys. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the channel has been held in a position, and right now we're sitting at, let me get the number, we may actually break 440,000 today. We'll see, because every time he gets close to that number, he gets smacked down by like 600 or 800 subs. So if you haven't subscribed, or if you are unsubscribed, if you could check, they actually keep the button white now, and they just take the D off so that you don't notice you've been unsubscribed. If you wouldn't mind hitting the button, I'd appreciate it. If you guys want, there's a few of those 80% off links to the real estate crash course down below. I think I'm super excited. We're seeing price drops all over the country. Mortgage prices are still going to remain high, and banking lending is going to get tighter. So if you're not ready for that tighter lending, you don't have your balance sheet firmed up, if you're not prepared, you don't know what to say when you go into those banks, you take the first no, you're not going to make out like a bandit. You need to be ready for this and then see the signs and know when to strike. All right. With that being said, I thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.